Breaking news,
and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the Expressway. I'm your co-host, Charles Show Me the Way, here with my partner in crime, the BT Express, Billy Taylor. A lot is going on in the world of sports this week, especially the G-Men finally locked up their man, Danny Dimes, to a $40 million per over 4 years. That's $160 million. The Brinks truck did back up for Danny Dimes and also allowed the G-Men to give a non-exclusive tag to Saquon Barkley, which keeps him in the fold for at least another year for approximately $10 million. Then the news of the day is what's going on with Lamar Jackson. In our second quarter, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson and his options out there in free agency. The Baltimore Ravens just signed, gave him the non-exclusive tag, wanted him to shop around to see what his value was actually on the market. And lo and behold, there are not too many teams that need quarterbacks or even in the Lamar Jackson market. Is he asking for too much? That's something we will talk about. And then on our third quarter, we're going to talk about athletes and their off-the-field issues. This is something near and dear to my heart, obviously, dealing with the Giants for over 15 years in their player development department, working with players and helping them identify things and challenges that may prevent them from succeeding or accomplishing a lot of the potential that they have on and off the field. Something near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about the Ja Morant story and the repercussions across professional sports and collegiate sports, because we also have a player that was arrested for reckless driving, Jalen Carter, and the issues with that. And should teams, given how talented of a player he is, should teams take a chance on Jalen Carter? And then finally, we'll just go through the world of sports, talking about your New York Knicks. Oh, what a Knicks story. Coming off possibly 9 straight wins and losing to that juggernaut, the Charlotte Hornets, last night. Oh, what is going on with our Knicks? But let's talk about the story that's near and dear to all of our hearts. Danny Dimes is staying home. What do you say, BT?
Well, Charles, a good day to you, and a top of the day and top of the afternoon or morning, what it is. I was blown away by that salary because I didn't think they would give him that kind of money, because, you know, he only threw 15 touchdown passes. I think he had about 5 or 6 interceptions. He scored 7 touchdowns running the ball. And I didn't know, you know, is because this is his 4th year in the NFL, and this is the first time he didn't turn the ball over as many times. And I think coaching had a lot to do with it. But I think, you know, you want consistency from a quarterback position. But to give him $40 million a year for 4 years, 2 things come to mind. Number one, they're trying to fit it in the salary cap. So because I heard that the bonus was anywhere between $60 and $80 million bonus, which means you're not going to be counted that much against the salary cap, because you're going to divide that bonus up over the 4 year period of time. And then I was kind of, you know, I'm always torn, Charles Way, because I think disrespect to the running backs continues, because Saquon Barkley had one of the best years in the history of the Giants. I mean, the last time someone had that many yards with you were blocking for Tiki Barber when he got 1,500 yards that time. So and Saquon led the Giants to the playoffs. He was instrumental in that cause. I think he and both Danny Dimes did a good job in doing that. I didn't see Danny Dimes as a top 15 quarterback, but I do got to come back to whenever I said at the beginning of the year when the Giants were starting the season that if Danny Jones does get the Giants to the playoffs, he deserves to own a piece of New York. And I probably said that literally, and it has happened. And now I'm kind of shocked that he's making $40 million a year. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When you just look at the top 10 quarterbacks and their salaries, and my question to you is, does he fit in the top 10? You got Aaron Rodgers making $50 million, a little bit over $50 million a year. You have Russell Wilson, who I don't know if he deserves $49 million a year. You got Kyler Murray making $46 million a year. Deshaun Watson, who comes in at number four, making $46 million a year. And then, lo and behold,
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Probably the best quarterback in that group, Patrick Mahomes, is at number five at $45 million a year. So Kansas City got a deal.
Yeah, but see, I think what happened too now, CW, is that since they signed Mahomes to a 10-year contract, that really lowers their cap hit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the Giants were trying to do and other teams are trying to do. But I think that Deshaun Watson of Cleveland messed up the whole thing. I think he, because, you know, the teams were bidding for him and he had that sexual harassment stuff against him and somebody had to come up big. And now you can't go back when you do something like that. And you know, it's all about guaranteed money. And I like the fact that NFL is guaranteeing money, but I still think that they don't do certain positions the way they should.
But $450 million, that's a deal, because it's only going to continue to go up. The cap is going to go up, and Kansas City has locked their probably going to be considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time up for 10 years. So if I'm Kansas City, given how the market is shaking out, I mean, I'm pretty satisfied. I would hate to be Cincinnati because you know how cheap that franchise is. Because I'm locking up Joe Burrow right now. You want $50 million for 10 years? I'm going to pay you $500 right now. because I think he has two more years before his free agency status
is
done. Yes,
he does.
I got it. That's a discount if I get that man $500 million right now. Because by the time that man comes, I think every team, when he becomes a free agent, every team is going to throw money at him. Because who wouldn't want a quarterback like Joe Burrow? Think about that.
Well, the thing about him is that he's got ice in his veins. And I just remember the commercial I saw with Joe Namath during the playoffs. And Joe said, the only teams that win the Super Bowl are guys named Joe. And he talked about Joe Flacco, talking about Joe Montana, and then Joe Burrows. I just think that I like the name Joe. But, you know, you got to prove yourself, because not many Joes have come along in the NFC. They've come along, you know, the Jets on their side, Burrows in the AFC, you know, Joe Namath himself, Joe Montana was the one that was in the NFC. But I just think that the quarterback situation has blown the NFL up. And you think about it, this is the offseason. And I guarantee you were thinking, Charles, well, we're going to have to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, but the NFL is in the front center every single day. And it just blows me away how much stuff we got to talk about.
Absolutely, and when you just look at free agency as a whole and how is it, I mean, how it impacts where a team goes, how a team functions, and literally it's your job security if you're a general manager or a pro personnel guy, right? Because this kind of dictates who's going to be your core team going into the NFL draft, which is only a month away.
Well, the thing that kind of is exactly as you hit on it, a general manager could be talking about what a great quarterback the University of Alabama has. And then they bring him in. He's barely 6 feet tall. You know, I think he put on a couple pounds, but he probably ate some kind of cookies or something to get up to 200 for the combine. And then they see how small he is. And I think it's been shown with Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers, of Josh of the Buffalo Bills, and now Danny Jones, that big quarterbacks last longer. My dad is always, he never liked the small quarterback. like the kid in Arizona, I definitely don't know if he's worth that contract. He can barely see over the offensive line, and he can't be creative. So I just think that he's doing what I call, when I played, when guys don't show up, I call him stealing. He's stealing money, man.
He absolutely is. And $160 million guaranteed money. and the man can't stay on the field. He doesn't, may not even put, if you listen to reports or read between the lines, may not be as committed as he needs to be. Teammates may not love him, right? He's not bringing the locker room together a la Jalen Hurts, right? So when you look at all of that and you say, okay, if I got to spend money on a quarterback, am I going to spend money on Kyler Murray or a Baker Mayfield or a Jalen Hurts? And that's not saying much, because I'm not totally sold on Jalen Hurts, right? But since you paid Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, who I would consider, Jalen Hurts is a better locker room guy than the both of those guys. I mean, if I'm a team, I'm like, gosh, I'm losing money. They stealing. It's highway robbery. Just because of the position they play, it is getting ridiculous. Instead of teaching my son how to long snap, I'm going to teach him how to throw a football.
And the money that they're giving them, Charles Way, is generational money. It's money that their kids are going to be able to be wealthy on, because you're talking about giving somebody $40-something million a year. And I was looking at it because there's CDs now in the banks that are giving 4% interest. And you put that money in the bank. You know, that you're talking about your little baby's, her kids, grandma.
Right. You're right.
And I can't say nothing about it, because I've always thought that the NFL players should be paid more than they were showing when I played. And because I knew the money was there. And now the NFL owners are in a situation where they got to pay the quarterback. If you don't have a good quarterback, I don't think you have a chance to do anything these days. And that leads us into, I heard about, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more in the second quarter, but, you know, the Jets are going after, the quarterback of Green Bay,
Aaron Rodgers.
And you know, that's a tough one, because they're going to have to give up something, two first round draft choice or something, or one of their top players to be able to do that. But I think, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week. You can turn things around in the NFL in 1 year if you've got good management. And I think that's important.
Yeah, and I also want to touch on the Saquon Barkley scenario and what you think about having him just test the free agency market. I think it's good, because at least he'll get a chance to see what the league values his worth as. And if the Giants consider it, like, hey, you find out you're worth $15 million, we'll pay you $15 million, right? So I think that's a good idea. I like the non-exclusive tag, especially if someone doesn't feel as though they're getting what their value is. Let's test the market and see what they say, and the team still has a right to get you back. Unfortunately, you got to give up two first-round picks if you're the other team, and so that may be an issue and may be holding a lot of teams back from committing that many dollars to these guys that have the non-exclusive tag. But you're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller and Charles Show Me the Way. We will be right back in a moment. And we're back with The Expressway. This is your whole co-host, Charles Show Me the Way, and I'm here with the BT Express, Billy Teller. We had just got finished talking about how Danny Dimes backed up the Brinks truck to the Giants facility, and they filled it big. So this is a big player in the New York scene. And Eli Manning, who is now Danny Dimes' city. So we wanted to just touch on Saquon and his situation. Man, I am excited that they still have an opportunity to keep Saquon. I think he brings another level of excitement to that offense. He actually helps Daniel Jones become the type of quarterback he needs to become in order to be great now that he's paid that way. And, you know, everybody complains about the non-exclusive tag. You know, as a running back, I don't know if a team is going to put an offer on the table given as much as he's going to have to, they're going to have to give up for a running back. And we've talked about the running back position ad nauseum, saying that the league doesn't value the position as high anymore. And so I don't think that a team is going to put an offer out there because they don't want to lose a first round pick for a running back that they, and especially if you see the free agent running backs on that free agency list, I'll go after somebody that's on this list before I go after Saquon, because Saquon still has health issues. So I can't count on him. I'm going to lose a draft pick, and I'm going to pay him a great deal of money. So, that's a tough position. I think, the Giants are holding a lot of the cards here, and I think Saquon should go for the 12 or 13 million that.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Reportedly was offered to him because he's making more than what he would make as a franchise tag.
I agree with you. And I think I have a lot of respect for Saquon because he's a team leader. I think he's not a selfish player. I've seen a lot of selfish football players over the years, as you have. I just think that he's a guy who wants to win. He's supporting his teammates. As soon as Danny Jones made that contract over $40 million, Saquon sent him a text congratulating him. And I think that's part of being a team player. I like him because he seems like he's making a team better. He likes his players to be better. His offensive line wasn't the greatest, and he's still at 1,300 yards. I hope he does get some offers because he's going into his fifth year. They say the average running back plays 4 years. So, you know, because when you played, I think back in the day, O.J. Anderson was there for a little while. Was he there before he got released by Dan Reeves? Mm-hmm. Well, he helped a lot of people, even though he didn't perform much on the field. But I think Saquon helps everybody. Plus, he performs on the team, and he's a leader. And that's why I think that he deserved more than the average guy, because we're playing in New York. And I think he deserved a little bit more playing in New York. Because look at Danny Jones. As soon as his contract situation was up, he's at the Nick game in the front row, and he knew he's going to ask for 40-something million. I thought they would settle around maybe 28 to 30 million, but, you know, 40-something million dollars for a quarterback in the not in the top 15. Maybe they know something that we don't know, but maybe they feel he's going to improve from year to year. And if he does, that means the Giants have a lot of positive moments coming up in the next few years.
Absolutely. And talking about the quarterback situation, we wanted to just highlight how the league really, it's kind of funny. Everybody values the quarterback position. You got to find that superstar, that Hall of Fame quarterback in order to win, in order to have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And not too many teams have found those things, right? And so when you look at the Lamar Jackson situation, and he's probably the best free agent out there on the market at quarterback, if you look at all the free agents, not including Aaron Rodgers, why aren't teams going after him? You got Washington, you got Carolina that didn't go after him. You got the Raiders that need a quarterback. You got all of these teams that need a quarterback, and none of them are going to put an offer in because they don't want to give up two first round picks and they think they can pick a quarterback in the draft that's better? Or is it like I've been saying all along that Lamar Jackson may not be a Super Bowl type quarterback that will get you to that next level? He can get you to the playoffs. He can probably get you to a championship game, but does he give you a chance to get to the Super Bowl and win? I don't think he's proven that.
And I agree with you. My thing is that I feel that he has not been available at the end of the season for the last 2 years. If your team goes to the playoffs and your quarterback is not there, I don't know if you have a chance to win. And the last, before that, he got MVP his second year in the NFL. This last 2 years, he has failed to be there at the end when they needed him. He's missed at least 4 or 5 games at the end of the season, 2 years in a row. I don't see how that helps him. And then I don't know, Charles, and help me out. Is it ignorance or is it stupidity or is it just maybe something we don't know that he does not have an agent to represent him? Because the agent can feel all the negative stuff when they're talking about, well, we don't like this about you. We don't like this about you. He's got to hear all that. And then him and his mother are doing it. And I don't know if that helps or hurts at all, but the agents know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. And I think it does kind of hurt him because your agent should have enough connections within the league circles that could kind of guide him and tell him what the league is thinking. And so that's what agents are doing. So not having that person being able to kind of get the scoop, the dirt that other people are saying, that other front offices are talking about, even in the league circles, having a connection that could go to a team and say, what are you guys thinking about this? Is this a possibility? I don't think he's very well informed because he doesn't have those types of that type of information. So it will be hurting him. But it just fathoms me to think that Indianapolis doesn't have a quarterback. Atlanta doesn't have a quarterback.
The Raiders, the Bucks,
Tampa Bay doesn't have a quarterback. Jackson, he's proven that he can win games, right? Somebody should take a chance on him. So you're saying that he's not worthy of that any sniff, any contract talk? What's up with that?
Well, see, the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, they got really it in their hands because, you know, he has not done what they asked as far as, you know, he wants guaranteed money like Watson has at Cleveland. And for him not being available at the end of the games, I don't see how you can guarantee money like that when he's not there. So that's a problem that I have. And then again, you know, I worry in the beginning when he first came into the league about his character, but he's shown me that he's got good character and he's a good person. He's not like the quarterback of Arizona, where I don't think he studies enough. You know, they said that he should put it in his clause that he's got to stay after practice. And most good quarterbacks, and I played with Phil Simms for my 4 years, and Phil Simms would come in early, stay late every day. And that was the example I had as a quarterback, what he's supposed to do. And then they started this quarterback club, and now they're so deep as far as CEOs of companies. Anytime you can make that kind of money, you have leeway to do anything you want to do in the world. So I wish Lamar Jackson good luck, but I was looking at some of the franchise tags they put out. They had 3 running backs, Charles Wache, along with Saquon Barkley. They had Tony Pollard of the Cowboys. They had Josh Jacobs of the Raiders. And those guys are good running backs. So, you know, all of them deserve to be paid as much as McCaffrey does, because McCaffrey's been hurt too. He has not been available at the same time. So it's a weird situation in the NFL, but the salary cap keeps going up every single year.
And it does. And that's why I say, if you're Cincinnati, you better lock down your boy, because I think every team, they would probably sell the house. It would be like the Saints and the Cowboys. They traded Ricky Williams to the Saints, and the Saints gave up their entire draft for Ricky Williams.
Yep, yep.
Man, hey, if Joe Burrow, I will give up my entire draft, right, and figure it out for Joe Burrow, because he is a once in a lifetime. He's a generational phenom, right? Right now, after 3 years, he's a generational phenom. So you got to take a chance. He's a proven commodity. I'm not rolling the dice with the college, somebody coming out of college thinking that they can play and hoping that he becomes our franchise quarterback. This guy has proven that he's a franchise quarterback. And other than Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if I could take a chance and sign somebody for $500 million a year for 10 years, you know, for 10 years. Because none of these other quarterbacks that we talked about, even in the top 5, would you pay Russell Wilson $50 million a year, given what he did last year? You know, would you pay Josh Allen, given how he performed there towards the end of last year, $50 million? So all of these quarterbacks are that are supposed to be the top of our game, are you pay, the question is, are you going to pay them? And would you pay them? And why would you pay them? Because understandably so, once you pay them, that locks up your salary cap. You can't do anything else. You're in salary cap purgatory. So you better have your team already, or you better have a high draft pick in the draft to get things done. So, man, I would be shaking in my boots if I'm any other team right now.
But what would you do from a general manager standpoint when you know you need a quarterback and you got to pay him? Because, see, it's going to take your salary cap. Even some teams are going to have to cut some of their good players, Charles Wade, because to make room for the quarterback salary. Like, I'm sure the Giants didn't think they were going to pay Danny Jones 40-something million dollars, especially in the last 2 years, because they were going to look at it. I want Saquon to get compensated. And don't get me wrong, I think $10 million can be very helpful to your financial position, but I just think he's one of those guys who does more for his team, and he's in a great area. I think New York should be paying their players a little bit more money because, you know, you're in a very expensive area. Even the toll has gone up to $18, and so I think you should get something for that.
Yeah, and look at Geno Smith. Geno Smith, who is, what, 30-something years old?
Yep,
and now resurrected his career. This is how bad the quarterback position is and the play at the – and how important it is and how bad it is. It's like because you don't know the type of quarterback you're going to get from outside, and you know you probably got a good quantity within, and that's why they just paid Geno Smith $25 million.
Yeah, but
Geno Smith.
Yeah, but CW.
The man that couldn't take it.
Go ahead. Because you watched
him. The man that couldn't take a snap for the Jets. Couldn't get a snap right for the Jets.
Well, just to remind everybody, he was in that situation with the Giants when they were trying to end Eli Manning's streak. So Geno started the next week, and I think that started the controversy. But he must have learned something from Eli because he came back up to Seattle and looked like a different person, Charles Way. I mean, he was hitting the person. He was making good decisions, which he never did. He was hitting the ball right on the money, which he never did. And something aroused him. It might have been the fact that his mama and daddy told him, you can make $50 million because he signed up. I think he signed a 4-year contract, but 3 years is guaranteed at $105 million. That's over 30-something million dollars per season. And for a guy that I definitely didn't think would get this far. So that's what the quarterback situation is doing for the NFL, CW.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing, like I said, it's an amazing thing to be a quarterback right now, but it's even so stressful to be a GM right now because you're the one that if you dish out that money to the wrong guy, it messes up your team for at least 4 years, right? Yep. You can't do anything for 4 years. And so it's hard. Like Green Bay has the love guy at Green Bay that's supposed to be the next coming yep. of Aaron Rodgers. And yep. so San Francisco, they got three quarterbacks. How much? What are you going to do? They got Jimmy G. They got Purdy, and they got what's the other kid's name that got hurt? That's the high draft pick that Lance. Started this season. Trey Lance. So you got all of those guys, man. Purdy, he might get $60 million in the playoffs.
Anyway, you're listening to The Expressway with Billy Taylor and Charles Way. We're on every single week talking the world of sports. We concentrate on the Giants. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about athletes in trouble. Jalen Carter, defensive tackle from Alabama, was arrested for drag racing. And then John Moran of the Memphis Grizzlies had a gun in a club. So we got to talk about athletes in trouble. So don't touch that dial. We come back on the other side with Expressway with Billy Taylor and Charles Wade.
And we're back with the Expressway. This is your co-host, Charles Way. I'm here with the BT Express, Billy Taylor. And we just got finished talking about how much the quarterback position is getting paid. And if you have a son or a daughter that is good enough, you need to start training them quickly, putting them, put the eye things on where you can do virtual reality simulation of how to pick a team apart, defenses, learn them early. You need to have the next Tiger Woods at quarterback. Teach them when they're 5 years old how to read defenses. And if you can get a quarterback that young, teach them how to read defenses, by the time they get 20 years old, they may have a chance to make $100 million a year.
And be the CEO of your family.
That's right.
And be the CEO of your family.
So if you want a tip and you have a son, virtual reality, start teaching them how to read defenses, because that's all you need to know. And then you learn how to read defenses, you can be an NFL quarterback. And so, but obviously a lot of situations have transpired over the last few weeks. You got John Morant brandishing a gun in a TikTok video. You got Jalen Carter being arrested for reckless driving and potentially killing two people, I believe. And that just brings me back to why the player development position was started in the NFL. And I still remember back in 2000, and I know you remember when Ray Lewis, that he was writing in at the Super Bowl, and it started to put a black eye on the NFL, and players were getting in trouble every week. It was a nut. You just saw the NFL banner, the ESPN banner with another player getting in trouble or getting arrested. And I think the NFL wanted to do something about that. And then teams.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Well, what I'm
paying more attention to characters, but when you look at, go ahead, Bill.
No, your thing went out, so I was just trying to give you time to go ahead and finish your thought. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, and so when you look at different teams and how they do put more emphasis on character, because it is about the organization, it is about the shield, it is about, you know, what you represent. When they sign these guys, they are a lot more reluctant, especially if you don't have the type of talent that they need for the team to be successful. They're not going to take a chance on you. And I think Jalen Carter, he is a talent. He's one of the best defensive players to come out in the draft. And what I'm hearing is that he's slipping to 12. The fact that given everything that's going on, that he's only slipping to 12, because you remember a year or 2 years ago, people that were getting into the same type of trouble, they were slipping to third round, fourth round, fifth round.
Yep.
But now the team's desperation to win, to put seats in the stands, to make money, you know, they are kind of, you know, saying, well, he didn't kill the person, or he didn't mean to kill the person, so it's not that bad. John Morant is the face of the NBA. So yeah, he brandished the gun. He's on that gangster lifestyle. He's promoting that gangster lifestyle, which isn't a good look for the team, but it's John Morant. He is the face of the NBA. He's the one that people want to come to the game to see. That's why our arena is full every game. And so when you have that dilemma, what do you do as a team and what do you do as a player?
Well, see, the thing about it is that, you know, you and I play most of our time with the New York Giants, and you know that the Giants deal with character. They deal with integrity. Even the wide receiver who went to Kansas City, what's his name? The wide receiver that Giants traded and he played in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, and he was good. I think that his integrity was confused, because he was had a different alternative. I think that he wanted to be a rapper. And I think when you first come into the NFL, you got to be dedicated to your craft. You need to study your game plan and show the coaches you wanted to play. And I think the difference between the Giants and maybe the Cowboys or maybe even Washington Commanders is that they want people with good character, people that can get along with people, that can handle themselves in a public arena. And I just think that you got to make sure that, you know, somebody should teach these kids. And John Moran is really blowing me away because, you know, he's one of the top five players in the NBA right now. And for this to happen, that's got to be a big setback on him. I remember Gilbert Arena, who played with the Washington Bullets a long time ago. He came in the locker room with some guns. They suspended him for the season. So I'm anxious to see what they're going to do about John Moran because, you know, they're coming down. You're coming down to the NBA playoffs in less than 2 weeks. And if he's not there, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, and I think they're going to, at least as far as the NBA concerned, this is a little bit different because he didn't bring it into a team facility. And you know, you're not allowed to bring guns into any NFL or any professional sport facility or venue. And so this may be a little different just because he looks like they were at a house or a club or what have you. So different setting. It's funny that it's not even funny, but it's quite good to hear Plaxico chiming in. He was on one of the Fox Sports shows, and he commented, "Is if you don't learn anything else, learn from me and what happened to me, and that's not a good look." And that's great advice because you got to think about it. We were 10-1
yep.
before the Plaxico incident.
Going
and
back
not
to
only people. Did that incident impact our yep. And that not only did that impact the entire team's rest of the season, but it impacted 2 years of his life because he went to prison for 2 years because of that. And so it's just so detrimental. It has, you know, when you are the face of an organization or an important piece of an organization, when you do something like this, it not only does damage to the team, to the league that you're associated with, but it also does damage to your family. And so that's just hard to deal with. And I just hope that he's getting the necessary support.
Well, do you
to overcome this and get some help?
Well, Plaxico Burress, I think he embarrassed the Giants a whole bunch because of his, you know, the way he went into the club in New York. And I remember, you know, I don't go on the subway very often, but on the side of the subway, it says, if you're caught brandishing any type of gun, you go automatically to jail for 2 years. It said that. I mean, I've seen it several times, and that's why I always admired New York for not putting up with gun stuff. And then Plaxico comes along. He's a superstar for the New York Giants. He tries to challenge him. He comes out in less than 2 years, but I don't think he can get those 2 years back. And the thing about him, I hope that people learn from that, but evidently people have not, because in the southern part of the world, they don't give you any repercussions for carrying a gun. And I think that that's one of the great things about New York. But Plaxico, he's the great example of what you should not do. And I hope that John Moran learns from this. He's only 20-something years of age. And, you know, even the other kid, Jalen Carter from Alabama, defensive tackle, he looks like a specimen. You know, there's no body fat on him. He's 311 pounds. Yeah. And I just think, you know, I don't think the Giants would bring him into their team, Charles Wade, but you have a better light on that than I do. What do you think about the Giants even thinking about drafting him if he was there at number 25 when the Giants draft?
Yeah, I don't know. I know they would definitely do their due diligence. And these, don't forget, these guys are 21, 22 years old. Still young and not exposed to a lot. A lot of them now have access to a lot of money. We didn't have that type of access. So you have access to a lot of things, a lot more things you can get into that may not be good for you. And so those are some of the things that when I look at the NIL situation where now players are getting paid just like they're professional athletes, and getting just as much money, then you have a lot more issues that you have to deal with. Like when you get a new contract, the league has it set up where they kind of tell you what to expect now. They kind of say, hey, look, you're in the public eye and you could be potentially a target, whether it's from the New York DA's office in Plaxico's case, which they wanted to make a name for themselves, and they wanted to use this high profile athlete to make a name for themselves and to point out an issue that New York was having with guns. And so you gotta be very, very careful as to how you conduct yourself now that you're as high profiled as you are. And especially John Morant. John Morant is the face. He's probably what, top five?
Yes.
Known players in the NBA because of his talent. And so you gotta be aware that everything you do is being scrutinized. And I you know what? I'm glad that Twitter, Facebook, TikTok wasn't around when I played, because boy, I don't know. And I know for a fact, listening to hearing some of the stories when you played, it was even worse. So,
but I think I had worse teammates than you did. You know, there's a couple I had to bring and go get them out the club. It's time to go, man. You know, because I never wanted to be fined or anything, you know. And a couple guys went out my rookie year, got fined for being out too late, you know, and they just took the fine, no big deal. They thought it was worth it. But I think character is a big thing, because even you in your position, you know, the director of player personnel and the directors for teams who look at that stuff, they don't really know. Some of the players don't really know how outstanding the NFL security is. They know more than the FBI on their players in the NFL. NBA, same thing at all. And I think as a young player, you need to learn that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Our scouting department has done a great job when I was with the Giants of getting all the information. They would talk to the janitors. They would talk to the cafeteria ladies. They would talk to the professors. They would talk to the kids that were in your classroom, the kids that were on your dorm. They would try to get as much information as they could to actually understand the type of person you are. So it's hard to get, you know, NFL security, boy, they got former FBI agents for a reason, because they're trying to do the deepest of deep checks to make sure they're bringing in a good quality kid. But you're listening to The Expressway with Charles Show Me The Way and the BT Express, Billy Taylor. We are through three quarters. We just got finished talking about Danny Dimes owning New York, as well as Saquon Barkley, trying to keep Saquon Barkley on a non-exclusive franchise tag. We just talked about Ja Morant and all of the issues that went off the field and the repercussions of brandishing guns and their off-the-field activities. Next segment and fourth quarter, we're going to talk about our New York Knicks and the world of the NBA and other sporting events that may have caught our eye this week. But don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. And we're back with The Expressway. I'm Charles Show Me The Way. I'm here with the BT Express, Billy Taylor. Like I said, we just got finished talking about Danny Dimes. I'm glad that the Giants were able to sign him. But Derek Carr went to the New Orleans Saints. And that's a huge surprise. Like I said, I'm not a Derek Carr fan. I don't think that...
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
He is the quarterback that's going to take you to the next level. I'm hoping that the New Orleans Saints can do something with Derek Carr. I just don't know about the head coach there, right? He hasn't really proven anything. They had a so-so year this year, and maybe he can get Derek Carr corrected. But if the quarterback guru at Las Vegas Raiders couldn't get him together, what makes you think that the guy at the New Orleans Saints is going to get him together. What do you think about that?
Well, see, the thing for me is that he had a tough time because Gruden got fired in the middle of the season for some racist remarks he had. He had a receiver that went to jail because they killed somebody in a Corvette going around Las Vegas. He had to overcome a lot of different things and still almost made the playoffs. He's played 9 seasons, only been to the playoffs one time. I don't know if he's the future, but he definitely has another chance because, you know, his salary is going to average close to $40 million a year with the New Orleans Saints. They got some talent. They got a great running back over there. You got a couple of good wide receivers. If the offensive line's in order, he may have a chance because you think about it, with the Bucs in Atlanta, you know, neither one of them have a quarterback at all. So New Orleans has a chance to do something if Carr can step up like he's supposed to. But I just don't know if he can because he hasn't proven it in 9 years.
Yeah, and I think that jury is still out. And hopefully he can get his act together. You know, I like Derek Carr. He does seem like a true team leader. But his actions on the field is going to determine whether they go – you know, have success, win or lose, because it's all about championships. Can you get me to the Super Bowl? And right now he has proven that the only thing he can do is get you to the playoffs, but he can't win a game in the playoffs.
And that's a shame because, you know, you're going to be defined about what you do in the postseason. But let's turn our attention to the New York Knicks, because a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon. I've come around, but they won 9 in a row, then they lost to the Charlotte Hornets last night. And the thing that makes me mad is Charlotte is one of the worst scoring teams in the NFL. So the Knicks weren't ready to play. Is that Tom Thibodeau's fault that they weren't ready to play, or is it the leadership of the team? But they should have had their 10th victory last night.
They should have. You look at how they were talking about the Knicks, and whenever you start talking about the Knicks, that's when they come back to reality. So you should just probably ignore them for the rest of the season. If you want to hope to have any type of success in the playoffs, just don't talk about them. Because as soon as you start talking about them, going for 10 in a row, playing against the lowly Charlotte Hornets and losing, it was just a bad show. I think it's human nature, especially in the NBA. You play so many games, right? You can't be up for every game. And you see Charlotte on the schedule, you're like, I can finally take a breath because I'm playing the lowly Charlotte Hornets, and you get your butts kicked. And that's just the NBA. All the teams go through it where they underestimate the opponent. But you got to remember, every team in the NBA, they're professionals, and they will come to play, and you can get beat by any team if you don't come ready.
You're exactly right. And I think that I thought the Knicks had turned the corner, and you're exactly right. I predetermined what they were going to do. And sometimes the Knicks upset you by doing that kind of stuff. Last night, before last night, I thought their whole team was on the same page at the same time. They were clicking on all cylinders. The young guys were playing. The veterans were playing. And I just thought even Julius Randle, the center for the Knicks, I thought he had come around, because last year I thought he gave the fans the finger and you know, he didn't like playing in New York. He was talking about getting out of here, and now the fans love him again. And all you got to do is win in New York. You win in New York, man, it's one of the best places in the world to win. And I just think that, you know, the NBA is better when the Knicks play well.
And they are. And Jalen Brunson is like the catalyst for that.
Yes.
You know, now it's like the Villanova backcourt. So he's like in heaven. You got Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart together. And yep. I mean, that Nick backcourt is far improved than it was at the beginning of the year. And you got Julius Randle playing well and playing like he played last year, playing like that all NBA player that he was a year ago. And everybody was wondering, where was that guy in the beginning of the season? And so there is some renewed life. Tom Thibodeau is doing an excellent job as a coach. No one wants to play the Knicks because that's a tough team. They play you hard and you're beat up when you finish playing them. So I'm excited. But when you look at the teams in the Eastern Conference, you got the top 3 teams are solidified. You got Milwaukee, you got Boston, and you got Philly. And then that next tier, you got Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn. I mean, New York may be the best of that next group. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, I'm watching Philly and Embiid. He is playing extremely well. He's putting up 40, 30-something every single night. James Harden is playing extremely well. If he can play like that in the playoffs, then they got a chance. But I think Milwaukee is the best team that I've seen thus far because they just seem to play well as a group. If they're healthy, I think they're going to be tough to beat. Boston, they lost three in a row before last night. I think they got a great team. I don't know about this new coach they got because last year they had a coach that was extremely well-balanced. This coach seems like they're getting in screaming matches and yelling on the sideline. And sometimes that's good for your team, but a first-year coach is doing that, it might hurt him in the long run. So I don't know if Boston was going to be there, so I'm going to make sure Milwaukee plays well down the stretch. But it's going to be a great NBA playoffs because even though the Nets lost their talent, they're playing extremely well. And I'm anxious to see what happens on the other side with the Lakers and Phoenix and Denver. Denver's leading. They have the best record in the league. They have the MVP 2 years in a row. I'm just anxious to see because the NBA playoff system is as good as it gets. And they really, really – I'm motivated by getting the playoffs started in the NBA.
Yeah, but do you think – you know, everybody was talking about the Western Conference being the best conference in the NBA and we need to change the way the seeding is and there shouldn't be conferences in the playoffs because – you got the Western Conference teams are all better than the Eastern Conference teams, and it's not fair that none of them have a chance to go to the playoffs. And now look at the divisions. The East is probably the best, and the West is probably the worst. You got Denver. Guess who's number two in the Western Conference? The Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings.
You know, what? Are you serious? Is Chris Webber on that team? You know, that was probably the last time they were ever that close to being that high. And then you got the Memphis Grizzlies at number three and the Dark Horse, who I think probably now with the advent of KG joining that team, Kevin Garnett and Darren, you got Booker, Garnett, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton. And so you got four of the like premier players in the NBA all on one team. And I think they would give Denver a run for their money. And I know Denver doesn't want them in the four seed because they would play them not in the championship round, but the semifinal round.
And I agree with that because I think that Phoenix with Kevin Durant, he fits there so perfectly. I mean, to watch him come in, look like he had been there for a couple of years. He had 20-something the first game, I think 30-something the last two games. And they just seem like they have not lost a beat. They didn't have to skip a beat or worry about someone catching up with them. And the thing about it is Kevin Durant is one of those guys who comes early, stays late, got his lunch pail with him. And he's a team player. He's a great shooter. And he's one of those basketball junkies who will stay on the court forever. So I think it's a great move for Phoenix. I'm going to go with Phoenix as far as representing the West. I think I agree that Milwaukee is definitely going to be in it. So it's going to be Milwaukee or Boston, hopefully, or even Philadelphia. So I know you're a Sixer fan, but I don't know if they can stand up under the heat of Phoenix. I don't know if that's true. We'll see if they can stand up for Milwaukee. So it's going to be a tough series as we come through.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tougher time getting out of the East than it is the West, because especially like we just said at the top of the order. I think for Philly, it's really about James Harden. If you've seen him play the last couple of games, you saw him the Milwaukee game he played. I mean, if he plays like he played in Milwaukee, I mean, they say there's two types of James. There's Houston James and there's Philly James. He was Houston James when he played Milwaukee because he scored 38 points, had 9 assists, had 10 rebounds, almost had a triple double. The man was like going, he went off. And so if he plays like Houston James with Joel Embiid playing the way he's playing and Tyrese Maxey doing what he's doing, I mean, Philly is tough because now you can't, who are you going to guard? Because Joel Embiid by himself. That man is a human wrecking ball.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. And I think that's the question mark with Philly. And that's why nobody's giving Philly any credit or any recognition because they haven't gotten out of the second round of an NBA playoff. since Joel Embiid has been there.
Well, see, my thing is that my sisters, I have two sisters that live in Houston. They got season tickets to the Houston Rockets, and they've had them for probably over 15 years. They give me all the scoop on that. James Harden looked worse than I've ever seen him look in the playoffs. He had 13 turnovers in the fourth quarter one time. He finished with less than 10 points one time. He just seemed like he choked. And this is not one or two times. This is three or four times he's done that. Because he started out, you think about it, with Oklahoma City, the team they had. He was on Kevin Durant's team, and they had a lot of good players on the team. So I didn't understand why they didn't win there. But then again, you come to Houston, and I thought for sure with him and Chris Paul on the team, they were going to win the championship. I think maybe if Chris Paul hadn't got hurt, they would have maybe been in the championship round. But James has got to step up big time because I'm looking for him to be the same player that turned the ball over, didn't shoot well in the playoffs. And so we're going to see because he's got an all-star MVP on his team. So all he's got to do is know when to get him the ball. If he does that correctly and makes good decisions, Philly's going to be in it.
Yeah, and the Boston thing is, you know, when you look at – I like looking at the sideline. I like looking to see how teams are functioning in stressful situations. And like you said, I saw one time where – you saw the bench, one of the bench coaches, like lowly assistant coaches screaming at the head coach, right? On the bench. And I'm like, this dude is the head coach. I know he's like 28 years old, right? But this dude is still the head coach. And I don't know. I question how much respect he has, and he should have a lot of respect of the team and the staff, but because he was kind of moved from within and probably a lot of dissent because a lot of coaches felt that they should have gotten this position instead of this guy. Probably there may be some hating going on that team from the other coaches. So I think they just lost, like you said, they lost three in a row. So that Boston situation is something to look out for, because if they can't get that turned around, it may impact how they do in the playoffs this year.
Well, it's going to be interesting because everything comes to the light. And the thing about it is James is going to have to really show that he's not that same player because, you know, and Embiid may blame it on him if they don't come through. I saw him blame it on a couple other players when they didn't come through.
That was Ben Simmons. Come on now.
Yeah, it was, but he's still, I wouldn't see Charles Wade blame it on Tiki Barber or Gary Brown or somebody like that. I wouldn't see that. So you wouldn't do that. You had too much class to do that. And that's why the Giants put you in that position. I just think that some people don't know. They don't know what class is. They don't know what good character is. And see, that's the thing that hurts a lot of players around the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And next couple of weeks are going to be fun in the NBA.
Well, we're going to talk about it here on the Expressway. We call that the Expressway with Billy Taylor, the BT Express, and Charles Show Me the Way. We call it the Expressway. Charles Way is the one who came up with that name. Got to give the credit to him. I got to thank Ben back at the studio, always taking good care of us, making us sound really good. And for Charles Way, Show Me the Way, I'm Billy Taylor, the BT Express, wishing everybody a wonderful week, and thanks for joining us.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.